Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 11th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gift Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the proposed Robert Gabriel Mugabe University.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Very,
once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Robert Gabriel Mugabe University that has caused a lot of controversy in the country.
The cash-strapped Harare government announced Wednesday that it has approved a grant of $1 billion for the construction of a university to be named after Zimbabwe's president, Robert Gabriel Mugabe. The university will be offering engineering, technology, science, and mathematics.
The opposition movement for democratic change and the Zimbabwe National Students Union have criticized the plans, saying government should instead improve existing underfunded universities around the country. Students at state-run universities and colleges say they are struggling with lack of accommodation, and they are also crumbling infrastructure, while the government does not offer grants to help the universities. The cost of $1 billion has also shocked the world, as many analysts deem it to be excessive for a country with a budget of about $3 billion.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Kulawasanda kusixhuma zulukandaba lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngecollege elikhulu elikumele imfundo ephezulu ele Robert Gabriel Mugabe University okumele lakhiwe khona ngale ke emazowe emashonaland central. Ke kubikwa ukuthi uhulumende uthi uza kwethulela umongameli Robert Mugabe kanye lo nkosikazi wakhe uGrace Mugabe imali efika $1 billion yokuthi kwakhiwe iuniversity leyi. So nxa abantu bekhangela bathi iuniversity leyi iyadula okunye okumangalisayo ukwakhiwa kwayo, njengoba kuzabiza sibili amadola adlula 700 million ukuthi yakhiwe sibili, kube sekubuya okunye kwangkhona i-300 million kanye azani yasetshenziswa ukuthi kwenziwe lokhu kuthiwa i-research. But abafuna ukwenza kakhulu ukuthi kufundiswe kufundiswe izifundo ze-science, kubuye ke i-technology, kubuye ke i-mathematics, kuzobuya le-engineering. Liyakwazi lokho kuthiwa i-STEM phela okufundiswa isikolo. Okuqhutshwa kakhulu nguprofessor Jonathan Moyo, yena engumphathintambo wemfundo yaphezulu. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, ngoba izina sulayo iyakhonana blessing lithi bona batholi imali yokuthi bafundiswe, kodwa sokuthathwa imali enlutshwane ikhanyiswe khona ngale ele Zimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi le budget uma 3.4 khonapho kuphela billion. So nxa ungakhipha i-billion khonapho kusalani?
Of course, this is not apparently the only university that government is planning to fund. President Robert Mugabe was addressing members of the army today, and he was saying that there is another proposed defense college university that the government plans to be building. And of course, President Robert Mugabe, I think he has now arrived in Bulawayo ahead of the rally in Gwanda tomorrow. Hongu hamawadiwa makasununguka kuti tinge tichitaura nezve mari irikunzi nevamwe yakawandisa zvikuru yekuvaka chikoro kumazoe uko chinonzi icho Robert Mugabe University, chinonzi chinenge chichitangira pama masters zvichienda mberi vamwe vari kuti mari iyi inenge yakati wandisei zvakanyanya tichitarisawo budget yeZimbabwe kuti vachina masound budget 4 billion asi havakwanise kuireza 4 billion gibs vanopedzerawo ma 3.7 yozodzikiswa nekuti mari munyika hamuna saka kuti pawanikwe mari ingasvike 1 billion vakawanda vari kuti mari iyi inenge yakawandisa zvekuti havafungi kuti pane investing avakwe nemari yakawanda zvakadaro tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu muzimbabwe gete
iyo kana even the international monetary fund blessing kuluva ngokuti okuhlupayo kwelezimbabwe yekuti mali yapongotatwa nje isetyenziswe ongamelanga yekhona siyabona njalo lokuti kulala vasakhulayo abagcine nje sokuthiwa babuyele emsebenzini abayi 2000 kumbe 3000 usakhonapo kodwa izimbabwe itayela mali.
But of course, those who are backing the project are saying that it will be helpful in as far as technology is concerned. So, of course, there are some who are saying this is a good thing despite the huge cost. I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Treasure Basopo, the Zimbabwe National Students Union spokesperson. Mr. Basopo, good evening.
Evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Gibbs, you can fire away. We have Mr. Basopo on the line.
Yes, Mr. Basopo, we have seen statements from ZINASU that you are totally against the construction of this university. So, why are you opposed to the this kind of project?
To first to start, ZINASU is unequivocally opposed to the decision the decision that is probated by the cabinet to come up with a national university which should be named after the name Robert Mugabe. I think this represents the schizophrenia that has been talking often about all along, which represents the misplacement of priorities in our country. The issue of education, which is a right guaranteed under Section 75 of our Zimbabwe National Constitution, is not a right to play and dangle around with, just like what we are seeing from this government. Firstly, to start with our people, the students, the current students who are in tertiary institutions, they are not being catered for under the current facilities. We need a refurbishment and a clear, giving priorities to the current facilities and taking recognition and cognizance of the fact that government is failing to fund and to come up with the quality education rather than talking of a quantity that they are talking of in the issue of building a Robert Mugabe University. Because we have adequate institutions momentarily, but which need to be capacitated enough for them to be able to accommodate students. So this thing which is coming as a ZANU-PF method and a trajectory of marketing Robert Mugabe as a name rather than Robert Mugabe whatever as a brand, to us we are totally opposed. Without any provocation and degree to comrade, let me state it categorically clear that the students in this country, for example, let's talk from the University of Zimbabwe, they are not having adequate accommodation. Most students are being chucked out of the institutions because of lack of a funding. That is, their fees is not being paid for by their parents or whatever who is funding their education. And no one is intervening. Students, they are deferring on a daily basis. Last semester, I was on another interview where I said it clearly that 2,000 students deferred last semester due to the search and, due to the lack of funding by themselves or by their pockets or whatever due to the high unemployment rate which is existing. So that 1 billion can be channeled towards capacitating the students who are already enrolled. And those who are already enrolled, they should be able to get through the tertiary institutions rather than coming up with another dubious tertiary institution which we don't even know the agenda.
Mr. Basopo, but the Chinese have a saying that the color of the cat does not matter as long as it catches mice. It might be Robert Mugabe University, it might be Rhodes University in South Africa, but what is important, according to those who are supporting the project, is what degrees the institution will be offering, not the name Robert Mugabe.
Absolutely, no doubt. We are not opposed to the coming up of another institution for the purposes of providing education. What we are opposed of is that we have adequate institution comrades momentarily, which can be capacitated, which students where they can be able to afford a quality education rather than coming up with another university, the purpose of which you know fully that it is to come up with a name Robert Mugabe. You know, this is not the first time that they've been proposing. Last month, they are proposing to rename University of Zimbabwe under Robert Mugabe. So we begin to question the agenda of coming up with another university. Is it to propel the quality of the education in this country, or to propel or bring up, the name of someone else into the public domain?
Thank you so much. I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Tandeko Zindi Mukanja, an educationist. Mr. Mukanja, good evening.
Good evening to you, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fly away.
So now we see that, Mr. Mukanja, there is this proposal to actually construct Robert Mugabe University, and I know that you are an educationist. So give us your take on this kind of thing.
Yes, my take is that some of these things end up being meaningless in substance. In the first place, when we talk of university education, we're talking of quality, not quantity. How can we have another university before the ones that were proposed and established are not yet complete? What's the purpose of starting something, spending a lot of money, whereas you still have quite a few other universities that are still outstanding in terms of infrastructure? And again, with the current state of affairs, what's the purpose of churning out the thousands and thousands of university graduates who will not be absorbed into any formal economy? And again, why should this university of all things be called after R.G. Mugabe when there may be better people who have done so much for education in this country? I know people come up with various positions as to why it's called R.G. Mugabe. But again, look, we have National University of Science and Technology in Bulawayo, the Bindura University of Science and Technology, and each and every other university has a faculty of sciences. Therefore, I think we already have enough. Let us establish these other universities. Look at Lubana State University. That is located in two places. It's not in Lupane. It's only Lupane State University by name, because the majority of the campuses.
Unfortunately, we got cut off there. We'll try to reconnect with Mr. Mukanja. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the approval by the cabinet to construct a 1 billion university in Mazowe. The university will be named after the president. It will be called Robert Gabriel Mugabe University. And many people are saying the cost is just too much for a cash-strapped economy like Zimbabwe. Hongu hamawadiwa makasunu nguka kuti munge mchiti fone la chitaure nya ioi pa WhatsApp number zedu zinotizo 001-202-465-0318. Unokwanza kutumira message ipapo tovata kufone lai kuti mutipo pfungwa zenyu Gibbs.
Let's get back to Mr. Pasopo. So Mr. Pasopo, you are saying that the construction of this university is a waste of resources. So what are you advising the president to do? You know, he wants this university together with his wife. So, they are the first family, by the way.
Our 94-year-old president, who happens to be the grandfather of one, should be well advised that this country cannot be run like a tax shop. This is a serious country which runs under the a democratic constitution, the constitution of which was probated by our people on the 16th of March 2018. What this simply means is that the people should be, we the people, especially those of us who are universities, should be consulted enough. What they are talking of is that at NASTI, if you go to NASTI right now or tomorrow morning, you'll be able to see that there's an unfinished product of building and blocks that have not been completed, including lectures. If you go to the University of Zimbabwe, students, they are sleeping like sardines. They are packed in some 1 by 2 meter rooms while they are sleeping on bunk beds like they are at prison. If you go to MSU, the students there, they are sleeping in some funny and overcrowded suburbs. No matter what they are called, you know, I'm sure saying, going like that. That means that the decent education has been corroded, has been obliterated, simply because no one is coming in as an, the government failing to come in to provide an offer to accommodation. And even when it comes to lecture rooms, they are overcrowded. Go to the University of Zimbabwe. Some students, they are doing their lectures and tutorials under trees, simply because the infrastructure there is failing to accommodate. So what I advise Robert Mugabe right now, I hope he's listening to this, or his confidants, they are listening to this, they should first channel in their money towards the provision of quality education that we have right now, which is provided for under Section 75, as I said before, rather than coming up with some funny luxurious universities that the money of which is coming from our treasury. Coming up with the name of a person who has done nothing over the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Basopo. Please do stay on the line. Name him Terry Rivama Sanga Magadi.
Hey, Baba Jonga Magadi.
And him come a blessing, come a Jonga. I know I will name switch tattoo, Pachonga diaspora.
Okay. Come a blessing, Magadi. And you.
Isu Tirinan Zemutua Kumuaka or Magumunyoro.
Indeed, Kunoko South Africa.
Paris, Pajoni Mukup Kajak.
Ini ndo gara ku Pretoria ini ndo mandiri cha muna
suma Pretoria.
Hello?
Ndati ku Pretoria Tswane.
Ndiri mu Tswane province muna suma cha imwe imwe.
Handiti aiwa ndimuri pa mamonya ipapo.
Ndiripo. Aiwa ndiruka kutenda nengo ya mandipa iyo iyi.
Mhm, taura izvo intenso.
Ukaona mungana otiza mumusha, aro atiza mumusha, kutiza baba achino gara, kunomwe sabu, kure utazi, na kumira zakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Indilonzi comrade kukarika, masa angandirimu uo veteran ini pandiri panapu.
Mm-hmm.
Ndiri graduate, ndiroto ne Bachelor of Science degree, Social Engineering. Ndazato uya kuzotaka basa kuno.
Mm-hmm.
Kari chirikundi shaka, nje kutifekuru, ava varu kuwaka university. Years and years for the past 36 years. Avanacha wakaita. Mandela within 5 years, akavaka misha inonzi Mandela kuwakira vanhu zvese everything muno.
Mm-hmm.
But for 36 years now, in age 37, murume mukuru kuti ada kuvaka university. Vake vana chaichavo vari kutodzingwa mudzimba kunoku vachazvidzidza kuno. Ari kuda kuti vana vaani vapinde kuti kumuuniversity iyoyo. Kumusha chego chego hakuna mari kuti vana vacho vaende kuchikoro. Hakuna mabasa ekuti vana vacho vachasenza kuti vabhadharirwe zvino vabereki vaende kuchikoro kwacho. That university yakuta is a sheer waste of money. It's wasting the people's money. Maticha haasi kubhadharwa, masoja haana bonus yegore rakapera. Vari kukwereta mari izvozvo kuti vabhadhare masoja, vabhadhare vanhu. Asi vari kuda kuburitsa mari mukuhurumende vachinovaka university. Isati yane mwana rakunzi aende kuchikoro.
Asika comrade Masanga, pane chakaipa here kuti pa vakwe university inodzidzisa nezveumhizha inenge ine zvinhu zvese zvakanyatsokwana kuti kavanhu vasaende kunze kunodzidza kune dzimwe nyika zvavanga vachiita?
Hakuna mwana wa minister chero wana anodzidza pa university iyoyo. Varoda kuti angadai akazvita kare koma blessing. Yes, it's too late. Mamiro akaita zvinhu zvedu munyika haasi kutendera timbowana chiburitsa rimwe sendi rekutanga zvimwe zvinhu. Mugwagwa chaichaiwo ukapinda muHarare ka mugwagwa urienda kumusha kwedu wakatonaka. MuHarare muri kusemesa. Mapotos ari muHarare kuti ubve kubva chaku chako kuchitungwiza uine road yayo inoenda kumbudzi unotambura. Kubva chaku chako pachigwanyika kunosvika kuti ukati uende kunosvika pasiye ipapolice station apo zvinokutora nyere almost more than 45 minutes. Saka unonga watopinda muHarare. Saka mudara haasi kutarisa kuti chimwe chakashata mukati menyika yedu chii ngekuti vana veZimbabwe vasunungurwe votenda kuti baba vakunozorora vakasiya vaita zvakati chavakasiya vaita kurova vanhu kuponda vachiviringidza vanhu vaita zvavanda vachipisa pane kuti nezvindongo yakadai vakuita restructuring kuti ndaako chinozorora zvatoti mugwagwa yagadzirwa here airport yakanaka ndege dziriko here dziri kufamba mabhazi chavo ariko here vakauraya zumbuku hakusina
aiwa tinotenda
zvikurumusha baba
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kugarika masango
ndinotenda hangu baba jonga hazvingaperei paiva henyu vamwe vanhu mukana asi ndiri kurwadziwa ezvo ndakatiza musha kuya kuno kujoni ndichiita zvandichidzokera kumba kure 1215 kilometers from Harare to Pretoria kuti tichizotsvaga kuti vana vapone maovheta acho tinonzwi rokupa 120 haina chaita imwe yacho haiuye imwe mwedzi hapana
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
aiwa ndatende zvangu muve neusiku hwakanaka
aiwa nemiwo
ndikuda kupinda futi musandisiye pamota chirongwa ndiri kuda kupinda ini everyday mudhara ari kundirwadzawo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu
ndatenda hangu hapana chekuzviita asi mashoko ediwayo vari kutoanzwawo vari kuteerera
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
vana chiwenga vana kurohwa
aiwa tikurudzire mhirizhonga mukoma kugarika masango tine chida kuti titaurirane hanzi ngoromera ari vake musha asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda hangu nedzidziso yenyu asi vari kutirova
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanaka ibaba
Gibbs, that's our first caller. Unfortunately, you can tell that emotions are highly charged. Of course, we want to have a conversation, not yes. A shouting match. But essentially what he's saying is that Mr. Mugabe is abusing resources. He's talking about the infrastructure. He's saying the roads are dilapidated. Those are some of the things that if the government has got money, it can rehabilitate its infrastructure throughout the country. And, of course, he is saying he's a war veteran. He fought for the country, but because of circumstances, he was forced to go to South Africa to try and seek employment. He's a BSc graduate.
In engineering, yeah?
Yes, in engineering. And he's saying what is happening in Zimbabwe is really disheartening him, and this is why he says he tends to be very emotional.
I like his name too. What is his name?
Kugarika Masango.
He's a war veteran.
Yes, he's a war veteran. I suspect this is a name that he was using during the Liberation War, but loosely translated to say, if you want to sit pretty in future, obviously you need to go into the bush. I assume it was about going to the Liberation War and fight, you know. So, Kugarika Masango. I don't know if roughly... maybe that's what it means.
So before getting to our next caller, let's read what is there on Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler who says, this is the Robert Mugabe vanity project. And then Henry Beaumont says, how much debt does the Zimbabwe government have at the moment? Then Ronald Jani says, look at the bigger picture. I think the university is more of a farewell in honor of the president. Then we've got Henry Beaumont again who says, how many goats is that university? You still remember the goats story? You know, that people were going to pay fees.
Yeah.
Because so he's converting the billions into goats.
Yeah.
Now, let's get to our caller. Slova Mkos, Lapekumani. Mkos, Chola Jan.
I'm Chola Jan Put.
I'm Chola Kakulu. You say, I wish I'm a chance to really. Who want to jump to a lot?
Yeah, iloko zveni cabinet leana pelandi vasevenzisi majority kona pano kupasiswa kwemithetho kwavo loko kungela ngqondo. Phela ileku i-cabinet kamgabe yona le khathesi kungabe i-bill enye khonapho ukuthi kumele kugeje igodeli ikhulele kugqibela abantu bephila they can always approve it. Abala ngqondo because ungahamba from Bulawayo usiyafika iMathabeleni North, usiyafika eMzola, usiyafika eDandali, uziyengena eSpali, efika eBMC elusule eSpali ukuze nikhona eBinga akula mgwaqo. That road covers almost nearly 500 kilometers. But kakula mgwaqo lokho esazalwayo thina sifike kuloko kulubhuqu lakathi siloko kulubhuqu abantwana bakuleziyana indawo kabayazi into kuthiwa yithara but somebody is thinking of building another university on top another of another university engakapheli sure you know it's very surprising imali yona le iveli vela ngapha i 15 billion le yase befuna ukuyisebenzisa they must not lie to us and tell ukuthi the money disappeared they've been keeping that money to use it ukwakha ama university abo mgabe yabo it's very bad it's very bad it's only that 2018 is also delaying to come we could ngabe silendlela ukuspeeda up iprocess yokufika ku 2018 bese siza speed up then we go into elections these people must go and rest in their in their farms ne ubaba umkandlu uyakwazi indawo engikhuluma ngayo wayefundisa ogwaye ngwe headmaster ngwe headmaster wami and lokho wasukayo that school is still going down further down akulanto elungayo akula ma clinics if I can tell you abantu they are dying umuntu angagula kancane malaria sefile because akula mgwaqo akula clinic akula ambulance akula nix ama teacher abayali ukuyafundisa khona ngayo but is busy wanting to build university lokuzini you can't even understand how do they my priorities are they are not even straight that is why they always put Zanu PF in front of young people zabanye abantu it's very disappointing anyway akulanto esingayenza but at the moment the only thing we need to do is to push hard for elections to come to vote then these people out then we can start to rebuild the country otherwise I'm born. It's very surprising and it's wonder. Akula ma bridge once izulisina abantu abase drobin kabaye ekhaya abase khaya kabaye drobin. How do you survive in an environment like that? In Africa, the whole of Africa is the worst area eMathebeleland leya. He just thought of going to stay in Harare kona ngale kazanga. Kade sisegwande nokuhambe ngeframathina kazanga akahamba ngama 41. Okwakuyalenda kuphela uyafika lende kuphela suka lapho uyasuka hambe futhi nge-helicopter yakhe abanye abantu ziyasuffering but he's eating their own money
hayi sibongile kakhulu hayi sikhathi sihambile kodwa uyitshayile baba
hayi siyabonga
siyabonga Nkosi so that was Mr. Nkosi is in Botswana you know he says you know it's surprising that the president is thinking of such a project when there is some kind of infrastructural disaster in Zimbabwe he says clinics are down roads are not there at all you know, schools are underfunded. All those things are a big problem. So he says, why would you think about such a project when, you know, there's no money at all? So where are they going to get the money from? So he's thinking that maybe that 15 billion is stashed somewhere. Maybe it's the one that is going to construct this kind of big infrastructure. So he says, if he had his own way, he was going to speed up the election process and then have elections today, you know, and then he gets it to ZANU-PF.
On Facebook, we have a comment from Eustasius Kayemba. Arguti, comrade kugarika masanga, tendai wokani, mudara Bob, do it good for your generation. Tombo zogera, kuna vabasobo, muripo yervarna. Vabasobo? Nare achone geru kutinese. Vabasobo, muripo yervarna.
Yeah,
and Ribo Barnari, how are you? Aye, watirina nizwe. Baba, sopo tombo taura nechi shona. Tichi taura, tichitasa iyo nyaya iyo ye university. Iruguda ku wakwai. Saka imi se sanga norezi nasu maka taura ere. Ne guruko tareze tizwe pa msoro. Muzuna fundo Jonathan Moyo kuti amus kufara nezwa harbu itaji.
Okay, thank you. Isusu takam bota wana nawa Jonathan Moyo. Chekutanga chatingada kuziwa ndechekuti vajanabvano mwana vamukuru wezvinafundo zvemataura edzi kuma university takaita nawo meeting 3 months ago tichitaura nezvinyaya dzema attachment fees nekuti ndiwo ari kutungamira nyaya dzezvekubirwa kwama students mari dzavati ma students vabhadhare mari yese that is 100% yema fees iwo vadzidzi vacho vasirimo muzvikoro zvichireva kuti vadzidzi vanenge vachibhadhara mari dzezvemalibrary dzezvemaswimming pool mari dzezvetransport iye ngatimboti munhu anobva pauniversity yezimbabwe iye munhu achigara kugogwe saka kubirwa kwemastudents kwemari yava kushandiswa iyo pamwe ndiyo yava kushandiswa kuita mainterface rallies so chatinofunga ndechekuti
iyo inonzi attachment fees iyoyo ngaibvise kana kuti pari pachirungu tinoti attachment fees must fall so that the priorities in this government they can be able to be driven towards the real service delivery.
Tinotenda zvikuru, rambai muri parunhare. Mukoma Basopo, tine mumwe muteereri. Mukoma Elias, makadi?
Makadi mukoma wangu.
Aiwa, tirina nhanzi munokuluma zvakare nekutaura shoni.
Ndotaura zvese nekuda kwekuti kunyika dzevamwe takadzidzira zvese mitauro yese inotaurwa nevamwe.
Aiwa, zvinofadza zvikuru. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Oraiti, haini nangu ndangachida kungopawo komendi pamusoro peyunivhesiti. Kuti yunivhesiti kana kuri kuti president vasarudza kuti yunivhesiti vari kuivakira kuti ichabatsira vanhu for free, kwete kuti inenge chinzi ibusiness, part of business, handioni chakaitwa pazviri. Kuti iwo zvezvira kuti kune vana vari intelligent vari munyika vanenge vachita mahope, vasinawo mari dzemafisi sezvinoitwa kuno kuna South Africa, then by that way handione problem pazviri, because it benefits the country. But kana iri kuri yekunzi inenge special yekuti inenge ita business rekuti echikoro chimwe chandakarwa chavo chinzi chinobatsira nhere chinenge chakubhakatswa mamna extra money zvakawandisa, then it will be a problem to the country, because hapana zvainenge ichibatsira nyika.
Asi semaone yenyu iyo bhiriyoni ingadai yashandiswa chii?
Yeah, ipa 1 billion apa at the moment necrisis iri munyika medu, to be honest, tika semagepu akawandisa arida kuvharwa nekuda kwemari teteko, saka pakatakatarisa kuti zvimwe zvinhu ka zvinogona kuisa pressure yekuti ngapavakwe invesiti the moment ine invesiti yacho haina kana munhu wana ataada kuipinda pari zvinhu. Takatarisa muzvipatara muna kana even mapiritse musoro chechere display kana pain is rekuti munhu akarapwa musoro hamuna. Basi toshandisa 1 billion kuvaka mudhuri wekuti munhu vanhu vachazouya, but tofa upenyu hwevanhu huri padenja, even chikafu chachi hamuna munyika hamuna kana mari. Saka takatora mari iyo takambokwanisa kuvhara maburi. I think at the moment zvingabatsire iyo zvebuilding rotozoriona pamberi apo, and building rati kana zvichikodzera ngarive rinobatsira avo mahara for free. Kana zvizi university yacho ichava for free, kandi ine 30% iri less yekuti nzi vana vanogona varipo vanotariswa vanogona kupiwa mabhesa awoyo vachienda kuinvestiti iyoyo. I think that is a good thing yavanenge vaiita ipapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Gibbs here there from Elias is saying that, you know, if the university is to help the poor, he might, you know, support it. But at the moment, he's saying it's not a top priority for the government because the hospitals don't have drugs, you know, even painkillers. So he's saying that that's a top priority. And then he's saying that some people still need food assistance, and he's saying that government must be focusing on those things other than trying to construct a $1 billion university at this juncture. Yes.
And let's get to Mr. Mkandla. Baba Mkandla, uko na kuna baba? Baba Mkandla, uko na? Ukaja mzani Baba Mkandla, ifoni yake ikumegile. So maybe let me read one or two messages on Facebook. Let's see who's there. There's Opet who says, we don't even care if ever President Mugabe actually sets up this university. Kubuya ke lobaba kutwa unjabulo. Unjabulo uti ayibuye kumbinga abuye university leo ivele izasinceda ngani. Sibone njalo kulomnye kutwa Thompson. Thompson uti ya university leo siyabona ukuthi abanye abantu sebefuna ukwenza imali. Loko kutwa i-first family yiba abantu asebesihlupha ke eZimbabwe, sizabona ukuthi kuyaphelela ngapi. Ye, so abantu bayajinga kakhulu lapha. Blessing, sibone ukuthi silobani lapha. Silomnumzana uNkomo ecingweni. Baba Nkomo, kunjani?
Gifty.
Ye, Nkomo uyaphila?
Gifty, Blessing.
Ye, uBlessing uyaphila kakhulu. Ngilaye lapha. Oh yeah, so if one yaku nazania kata, Baba Nkomo. In a tricky chetam bitch, I don't know who's a corner. Chetamus. Yeah, mana kwanapo velo and chimiligi, whom a kwanapo gang. So we're sitting in Baba. Yeah, Utinako.
What the wuko? Nisana mkume kabati mbukhali kakhulu mkume je kutu kubutu madada
abafana balimala baqamuka izinyawo beqanyulwa ngamabhulu siyezela ukuthi abantu bahlale kuhle ungahamba bengezelela ngendaba yelele ibhato isinikonko amaklinika and everything abarani abaphezulu ngakuhamba isiya 10 million awukwakha imigwaqo kumba akwakha amakliniki izikolo abe siyambonga kakhulu amaplan konke ngabe kungcono kakhulu
ye ikolleji ke ikolleji awulifuni
uyangiza phela
ye ikolleji awulifuni yini ifoni yakho nkomo ye bakini iPhone yakho yathi wathi sikufonele nkomo ye unkomo sizamfonela lapha ecebani but what we're saying is it would be good if the president went around provinces and gave people you know gave let's say clinics about 10 million each to actually transform but he's thinking only of constructing his own university so he says this is totally unfortunate
Let's go back to dzokera kuna va basopo va basopo muri peri parunari
ndipo parunari
saka tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita zvinhu kumayunivhesiti uku zvakamira sei chii chiri kupa kuti munyanyo kugunun'une kudaro
baba chatirwadza mayunivhesiti aripo izvozvi ndechekuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita yunivhesiti nezvaange imbori uye nezvainofanira kunge imbori ndataura nezvenyaya dzezve pekugara kumayunivhesiti pachirungu paunoti accommodation vana vanofanira kugara vari ma11 mumarumuzi izvozvi marumu ivavo ari kwavanhu 3 tingatarisa even panyaya dzezvechikafu chaicho chaicho baba dai maizomboya sestudio 7 muchimbotapa nhau dzenyu muchiona kana atingati macues pachirungu kati mitese yevana vanonge vamira kutora nyange chikafu chawakabhadhara chai chaicho zvinhu zvacho hazvina kumira zvakanaka vana vari kudzingwa mumayunivhesiti umu zvakanyanyisisa nekuda kwekunzi havana kubhadhara mari dzezvekufunda kanti mari dzezvemaschool fees to us that is diabolic kwatiri zvinotirwadza uye zvinonyanya kutirwadza sevana vari kubva mumhuri dzisina mari yakanyanya uye government kana hurumende hapana zvairi kuita kutrya kubatsiridza ndosaka tiri kuti mari iri kunzi 1 billion iri da kuiswa kuvakwa kwechimwe chikoro dai yamboiswa mune zvikoro zviripo izvozvi kuti mwana umwe naumwe agara aripo ave ne belief kati ava nekodzero kati abvumirwe kuti akwanise kunge achipesa chikoro chake nemamiriro azvakaita
tinotenda zvikuru regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri vashumba makadii vashumba
tiri makadii vabongo
aiwa tiripo vashumba tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
imi pfungwa dzangu dzinoti pa 1 billion yavari kutaura nezvavei ko tadii taitora 1 billion iyoyo tine vanhu vakapasa vakafunda vakabva pamayunivhesiti atinawo izvezvi right now vakutengesa airtime munzira right now vamotengesa madomasi ngatitorei mari iyoyoyo toishandisa kumutsidza nyika yedu kana kupeta mabasa avakambotivimbisa yaye kuti tine mabasa atikativhotera tine mabasa atichakupai ngavatipe mari iyoyo vomutsidzira maindastiri akavhara tine NRZ iri kutatarika tine Zimbabwe iri kutatarika izvezvi maindastiri mazhinji mukafamanya kumasasa umu hamusina mishini iriini iri kushanda kuti maindastiri avhara saka vana vezimbabwe vatiza munyika mavo nekuda kwenzara ngavatipe mari iyo toiini vavhure mabasa tishande nepane kuti tiende kunovaka yunivhesiti isu tisina mabasa vatere sekondariyo ngatitangei kubva kupuraimari ndatenda
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vashumba Gibbs, Mr. Shumba is saying that, you know, the priorities are upside down, and he's saying that maybe the money could have been used as a stimulus package to create the 2 million jobs that the government of ZANU-PF promised in 2018, and he's saying as it is, it's a waste of resources, Gibbs.
Yes, ibone silakho khona ngapho ke ku page ye VOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa ukuthi siku live stream esiyenza ukathesi ku VOA Ndebele. Enyang khona ke iyo VOA Studio 7 enye njalo iyo VOA Shona. So don't forget to follow us on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele. So we are reading messages right now on the VOA Ndebele page.
Mm-hmm.
There's Abidube who says, this is absolutely nonsense. People are starving and the hospitals don't have any drugs. There are no roads and all these things are actually bothering us. Then Ellington Dube says, the national health situation in Zimbabwe is in a shambles. And yet somebody has got money to build universities. What is this that we hear that there's this Robert Caprell Mugabe University? This is a big joke. Then I've got Kumete Ndotana who says, oh, kiki, kiki, kiki. You know the kiki, kiki, you know.
The last
one. Says the 94-year-old with the grand, grandfather with one great-grandson is trying to do the impossible. So then we've got Apostle Midian Dube. He says, phone me, please, right now. I want to contribute. So we're going to call you. You ask our producer to phone Apostle Midian Mfakabile Dube. Then Mehluleli Moyo says, Zimbabweans are a big failure. We should be thinking about building our country, but we're focusing on building someone's name. The biggest losers in the world. I think this is a very strong statement about Zimbabweans. This guy is saying all of us are very big losers.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know what we're doing. So maybe one day we'll talk about this because he's raising very interesting issues here. So I'm told that there is Ipitumile Maphosa, ZAPU spokesperson, on the line. I think you can go ahead, Blessing, with him.
Mr. Maphosa, how are you?
I'm okay, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Maphosa, what is your take on the cabinet approving the construction of the Robert Gabriel Mugabe University in Wazoe?
Well, it's a very unfortunate incident where a whole cabinet and probably Parliament of Zimbabwe going to bed with a man who is on a name duty free, a name that has got so much pain and suffering to Zimbabwe. We all know what the name of Robert Mugabe symbolizes to many Zimbabweans. It is an unnecessary investment, if I may say so. Looking at the current state of the economy in Zimbabwe, the current state of affairs in Zimbabwe, we really don't need a university, especially of that amount, because we have so many universities in Zimbabwe that some are not even complete up until now. We have NAS in Bulawayo, we have Refine State University in Lupane. We really don't need another university that will not be completed, or maybe this one will be completed simply because it carries the name of Robert Mugabe. We have always said and told the Zimbabweans that the cabinet we have, they are just there to rubber stamp the wishes of Robert Mugabe. They are not there to really push for the betterment of our lives as citizens. Here they are. Recently they bought in a wheelchair. And they said it was a massage chair. We know it was a wheelchair. A full cabinet, of a nation that is suffering like Zimbabwe, in a wheelchair, prioritizing a wheelchair for a man who should be resigning or retiring into
Mr. Maphosa, why would you say it was a wheelchair? Yes, why would you say it was a wheelchair when clearly it was a massage chair?
No, it was a wheelchair. It is a wheelchair. Maybe it is massaging category.
Mr. Maphosa, I think you are talking like a politician. But also, another point that you raised, you said that Mr. Mugabe's name evokes bad memories, but his supporters might argue that, you know, he recently won an election in 2013 and is very popular. There are rallies that he's holding in the rallies, and thousands of people are flocking. There are some who genuinely believe that he's doing a good job, right?
Well, we must remember that Robert Mugabe was all the state apparatus, stretching from the army, the central intelligence, the police. These are the people who are forcing people. That's not much to these so-called rallies.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually wonder as to the necessity and I mean the necessity of these rallies. In 1980, I think Mugabe was around 57, if I'm not mistaken. He never held such rallies where he would group all the youth to see a president of Zimbabwe. I think that then it was going to make sense in 1980 because people had no experience of having a black leader. But now he's almost 100. He's 93, 94 thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's grouping our children and our young brothers and sisters to sit there and watch an ailing and old dictator in Robert Mugabe. It's really unnecessary, and we really don't know why what he's trying to achieve about that. And him winning the election, well, it's subject to the debate. We know the allegations of rigging, left, right, and center. Opposition have proved beyond any doubt that these elections are always rigged. So him being an election winner of 2013 and 2008, it hasn't really hold water.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba umoyo la bekunga ni baba umoyo kunjani?
Anyaphila.
Yongapi kwa lapho moyo?
Yeah. Ni lapha kwa Bulawayo.
Yeah, posela kwa baba.
Yeah, elami ngifuna ukuthi phetha ukuthi abantu bangokuthi bayahlanganisa izinto. Ubaba uprofesi moyo uyazama kakhulu. Ngoba ungakhangela kathesi isizwe esisalisekethiyo kwakuthiwa ngokuthi abantu bafunda ukuthi lelizwe likaphezulu. Into ekhona izayinceda abantu beZimbabwe. And bengathi ngoba imali nale yathi iyunivesithi ngare igwaqisile amakliniki ezibhedlela kula mithi. Hayi, kaso ministry of health ubaba umoyo, kaso ministry of transport ubaba umoyo. Ubaba umoyo naye ukuthi angangena umsisi uyayizamela ayikhuphele kuphezulu bamvumele ukuthi leyo into kayenzakali siyabantu sizanceda abantu bona laba abantu abathi bakurongo abantu aba baza funda kwapha kakhulu abantu laba abalengabe siyaphandle babelekelisa ezimbabwe zezilo mnamvumelani la
kodwa-ke nxa sizikhangela moyo kulabanye abathi imali yena leyo kumele ivele kurhulumente kayikho. So wena ubona zani iyavela?
Ye, kodwa-ke phela asazi ukuthi yena ukwenza njani ukuthi ayileyo mali kuthiwa kayikho.
Oh, I think his phone has just cut off. But you are saying something very totally different from what many people are saying here. He says when Professor Jonathan Moyo is given a position, he actually uses it very effectively in creating a project or doing something, you know. Still remember the Zimtev funds. That's another issue for another day. But he says he knows how to manage his own kind of sphere. So at this moment, he has actually created this kind of big university where Zimbabweans are going to go for learning opportunities and all those kind of things. So he believes that it's going to help so many Zimbabweans. And he says, by the way, some people are complaining about roads and all these other things. Professor Moyo is not in charge of the Minister of Transport. He's in charge of the Minister of Education. So what he's doing is doing it at his own best. You know, I think that's another argument.
Interesting one. Mr. Basopo, are you still on the line?
I'm on the line and I want to respond.
You can go ahead.
I think this man, in as fine as much as he tried to bring sense out of his argument, he is totally out of touch with the reality on what momentarily is happening in, with what is happening in universities. Look, my brother, I've been raising the issue of accommodation. 1 month ago, the University of Zimbabwe students, medical students, my doctor, they had a strike whereby they were trying to speak against the increment in tuition fees, which Jonathan Omolo is responsible often about. Right now, they've chucked those students out of residence. They said no university, no medical university, I mean, no medical student from the University of Zimbabwe is going to accommodate, is going to have access to accommodation simply because they striked. So Jonathan Omolo does not even, is not in charge of exactly what is happening to my university. He's just making use of his position for political expedience. He's not taking care of the students who he himself is supposed to be father of all of them. So that is a miss. That is a what you call it. He's misdirecting the whole population into believing that Jonathan Moore is in charge of his constituency. He's out of touch.
Thank you so much. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma hasla magadi.
Tripen magadiyo.
Mama mboenda wapu mkoma hasla mchabatiki.
Ndanga ishi mboterera. Andika wano mboterera rambu.
I want to tell you as you learn more by listening, right? Tipe ukungwa zenyu ngoma asla panya university ya leta.
Daitambo gadzirisa ziripo. Aungati imba yaka pukanyika, imba yaka pukanyika. Imwe imba yaka pukanyika. Then wotanga futu kudago waka imwe imba. And moso, wanawatara ninyo ema roads. Iko ku university question, how do we drive there? Ezinezi Zimbabwe irikutaura nenyaya ye investment. Hapana munhu anoinvesta munyika isina maroads. You know, saka my priorities ndo ari wrong. And in a nutshell, they say behind every successful man there is a woman. Havasikureva kuti mukadzi as a female. Vari kutaura munhu anovaka. Ndoda mbuziko ratangoita chete ipapa. Yeah.
Saka imi muri kuti mari idashandiswa mamwe ma projects aripo kare.
I mean this is clean, that's obvious, isn't it? Nyika iri kunzi haina mari. Saka mari yazobva kupi? Because pane zvinhu zvitoripo zvanga zviripo zvakapwanyika zvatoda kuti tivakiridze patsva. Saka ndoza kuti tinge tichiisa mari yedu tu. Pane mumwe munhu ambotaura nenyaya yekuti vanhu havasi kuvaka nyika vada kuvaka mazita. I think there are enough maroads anonzi ana Robert Mugabe. Ane maportals for that matter.
Aiwa.
Saka data mbugadzirisa izvozvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma hasla nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda.
Gibbs, you heard from Yasla Day. He used to be a regular caller, but now he's saying, you know, he's listening to what others are saying. Yeah. But what he's saying, like most callers, is that, you know, the infrastructure at the moment, roads and stuff like that, is not looking good. And he's saying the government must expend its energy in ensuring that that is corrected, because he's saying that if the infrastructure is not good, it also means that investors are not willing to come and invest, because the roads are full of potholes. As for naming the university, Robert Gabriel Mugabe is saying that there are many roads that are named after Mr. Mugabe. And
we really get him. So now what is happening is that in Zimbabwe, Blessing, there are roughly about 13 state universities. And you know, one of the universities is the University of Zimbabwe, where you went, and then the NUST and Chinoy University. I guess Chinoy University is doing a lot in terms of technology. And then NUST is also doing the same thing. Technology, science,
Bindura, University of Science and Technology.
So now one wonders what this university will be doing, what is different from the others.
Maybe it's cutting-edge technology, we'll see.
Tina
Vamakura, Makadi Vamakura.
Chiripo
Vamakura. Aywa, Tirinani, Vamakura, Tipeo Pungwazi.
Okay, chikamina mwishi batiro pakati but musoro nawo zvaunda onzi nyayekuti vamutsidziro vakaimwe university mama university ari pasina kuita zvakanaka handione zvine musoro izvozvo kudatatatanga tagadzirisa zvacho zviripo kana zvanaka tiendo zvoenderera mberi nokuti hazvikudza nokuextenda than kuextenda muchama chemune mamboko mune makomba nemaburi hamune hazvichandwera varume papa
asi ka vamwe vari kuti vamugabe vanenge varova basa zvemhando yepamusoro nekudaro vanenge vachida kutendwa povakwa university inopuwa zita ravo
ipapo hatifarambika president hazvichokwadi vakaita basa guguroti vanevanhu vadzidzi munyika medu kavo asi nguva zvaitwa zvaitwa nenguva isiriyo zvaitwa nenguva isiriyo zita ravo harikatomboroveka kuti mwari atoka matongera oga iro zita ro charamba iyo university inogona kungozovakwa chero mwari avatonga chero adii chero achiri kurarama but pari zvino ikonomi yedu hainomira zvakanaka
saka inini kuri kuti ndimi muri panyanga vamakura mapuwa 1 billion manzi bhegiro zvii zvamurida kuti mari iitwe nazvo
halo
ndiri kuti dei murimi muri kutungamira mapuwa 1 billion nemavitiro akaita zvinhu munyika maishandisa kuita sei
chokutanga ndatanga tagadzirisa mugwagwa ndoenda muzvipatara vanhu havana mishonga chokutanga zvipatara nemigwagwa nokuti vanhu vakawanda zvitoshoshana nemarori kavanhu vakutiza kunyika munyika medumo vachitenderera vachienda nekumalawi vachibva malawi vachienda kumozambique vari mumarodhi emuzimbabwe haana kumira zvakanaka saka investments haingamboitwe munyika mune makombo akadaro izvi zvakaitanga kugadzisa nyaya yezvipatara zvipatara zvisina mushonga nemigwagwa ndizvadaitanga kuita zvabhalansa zvovachi ndozvika pachimwe chikamu chii chokutanga zvipatara upenyu utano ndonodiwa baba utano choita mugwagwa kuti wane mainvestiment hapa munhu ane azoinvesta munyika mune makomba nemumisira migwagwa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa ndatenda hau baba ndatendatinotenda
zvikuru Gibbs, you're there from Mr. Makura. He's a truck driver and he's saying that of course, some might argue that Mr. Mugabe has done a lot for the country. He says he's not disputing that. But what he's disputing is the timing. He's saying, you know, the issue that if he was the president, he would prioritize the roads and hospitals.
Yes, now I've got a caller on the line. Baba Fortune Ngunjan. So, akutsho ke ukuthi iuniversity leyo ubona njani iRobert Mugabe University?
Uyazi ukuthi sesiphangupambana nje eZimbabwe nanku labo Jonathan sebesenza ama-university of Robert Mugabe. You know, it's so unfortunate that uMugabe uqhubeke senza into zonke zenezi engelambono wakusasa ukuthi lawo ma-graduate uzawenzani ungaqeda ukuwaqeqesha. Nanga ma-university akhona kathesi kakula msebenzi kwalawo ma-graduate alubana ngingumgabe bengiza-creata first employment revive the industries and then you can then create other universities lawa khona olupane nampaka bakaqedi ukwakhiwa ogwanda labo kabakaqedi i-Midland State University njeyana isize iphela ngokudilika ingaqedi ukwakhiwa but we want to create more. And gimme konoko it is a desperation to try and salvage the legacy that is gone. So the injalo ngumgabu labantwana abakho bahambe ma university are outside and you want to create a university within the country. Who is going to attend when your own kids not attend to those universities? So it's just of one of those things, a scheme of looting asebeyiqala njalo njengenhlala yena
so kumele kwenziweni lapha kumele anganikwa imali
hayi phela le mali yangikhona kayikho you simple can't pay your own workers and then you want to create a new university for what reason imali yangikhona kayikho le ekhona enlutshwane we must planted kuma hospitals as lo munyo bekhuluma we must try and build the primary schools at least we have seen schools in farming areas, they simply do not, can't afford chairs. So, imali yokwenza investment ezanga. So, if you have little money, ungumgabe, you are getting it from somewhere, the diamonds, whatever, go and plant that money in primary schools so that our kids can have shelter.
Yes, yeah, also, I spoke to you about Fortune, what you have said.
Okay.
Yes, so he says, create employment and do other things, then you can think of an university.
Unfortunately, yeah. We have run out of time, and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Treasure Basopo, Zinasu spokesperson, and also Mr. Tandeko Zindimkandla, educationist, and ZAPU spokesman, Mr. Ipitumile Maposa. Thank you so much to our viewers, our callers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.